Case number 9644, Briarwood Estates, Inc., west of US 13, 1.1 miles south of Road 70, a variance from rear yard and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address?
Everett Knock, 809 Colony Drive, Salisbury, Maryland.
Raise your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain the board's request for these two variances?
What I'd like to do is give you a little bit of background first. Do you guys have a plot of the property?
Yeah, I have part of one.
Yes, okay.
On those mobiles.
There's two things that are missing on that. The septic system is to the left of the proposed building. That's a mound system, which we cannot put anything there. There was one home to the right of the office that was left out. There is three homes across the front. Okay. If you'll notice, the driveway goes toward the back. That's our only access to the back of the sales lot. This is a mobile and modular home sales lot. I purchased the property 27 years ago, and you can call it trust in your fellow man or sheer stupidity, whichever light you see it in, but I never chose to have it surveyed at the time I bought it. 27 years later, I've got to get a permit for a proposed storage building, and all this was unveiled to me. Not only did the gentleman tell me that I bought the sales lot from, that the telephone pole was the line, which I find from the survey was not true. Pardon?
Hold, whoa.
Sir.
But anyhow, this was all unveiled when we got the plot for the proposed building. What I'm asking for is this, that the front home where it says model home on foundation on the far right side of the property be grandfathered in. It is off the property line, but not very far. The second home back will be sold. I don't mind getting that off the property and establishing a side yard. The next two homes back are mobile. They would be in and out. As a matter of fact, all the homes will be in and out eventually. The modular's not as soon as the mobiles. Okay. The building in the back was 12 feet 2 inches off the line, was supposed to have been 30. I'm asking for 15 feet off the back line. I think the application said 18. But I'm asking for 15 there, and I'm asking for 10 feet on the sideline for the two mobiles. The front home, grandfathered, please. The second home back will be moved over as soon as that one is sold.
Are you planning on moving the building in the back?
Pardon?
Are you planning on moving the building in the back?
In the back? The metal building? No. This is additional storage.
Okay. Well, the rear setback is 30 feet. Is that correct, Ms. Hudson?
That's correct.
Yes.
So then you need more than 15 feet. You need 18.
Pardon?
You need more than 15 feet if it only sits 12.2 feet from the property line. You said you were requesting 15-foot variance.
Right. 15 from the property line.
The survey shows that it sits 12.2 feet from the property line.
That's correct.
Okay.
This has been there for 20 years.
18-foot variance or 17.
I wish that one to be left in place is what I'm asking
okay.
for.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Grandfathered in the same as the front.
Okay, sir.
Now, as you can see, every bit of the space on the property is utilized. I have to have that many units to be effective to even be in competition with my competition. So that's why I'm asking for the variances in those locations. And it is all because it is a narrow and a shallow lot. Giving 40 feet off the front line, 30 feet off the back line doesn't leave much space there at all. It is, and the variance is necessary to enable us the reasonable use of the property. We can only store one home in that back section in front of the two storage buildings. We have homes coming in and out all the time. We have no choice but send them to the lot that they're going to otherwise. And there are occasions that we cannot send it to that particular lot, that we need that space in the back. That's why I'm asking for that much space. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It is surrounded by farmland. It has been for the 27 years I've owned it, and it probably will be for the future because I've asked to buy the property next door. They won't sell it to get more property.
Okay.
I have an unrelated question. Do you all set your own, do you set your homes that you sell?
Yes.
And you've, since we've been keeping records here, I can see where you have, you've never been in violation. That's commendable.
We try to comply. That's why we've been there 27 years.
You're wanting to build another storage building to the rear, is that?
Yes, where it says proposed.
Okay,
storage
but
building.
It would be no closer than the existing buildings to the property.
That's correct.
And you asked, you said something about grandfathering your model. The only grandfathering comes about if a structure was in existence in 1970.
This foundation has been there for over 20 years.
Okay. 1970 is a lot more than 20 years now.
Okay.
Unless you've got proof that it was there in 1969, you need a variance for it. It can't be grandfathered.
Okay. Well, I'm asking
you
for the variance.
You requested it, so I assumed you understood that.
I'm asking
somebody,
for the variance.
Somebody had figured that out in the office.
If you'll notice the driveway going into the back, I don't know whether you know anything about transportation or not, but if you try to get a 76-foot home in the back, it's barely manageable. And if I move the homes over any further, it's not going to be manageable.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Edson? Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where it's going to would alter the essential character of the neighborhood since there's not been anyone here to argue otherwise. I think the use of the property makes it unique, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as being used, therefore I make a motion we approve case number 9644.
Do I have a second to that motion? A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9644. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.